This introduction includes a shorter version of the overview contained in the book. Welcome to Amazing Acts, Act 1. What could be more exciting, challenging, or relevant today than to see how a small, dejected, and defeated body of believers became the first members of the early church, which, though sorely persecuted, were empowered by the Holy Spirit to turn the world upside down with the gospel. Each chapter of Amazing Acts, Act 1, whether in writing or by audio, contains the passage of the book of Acts covered in that chapter. Amazing Acts, Act 1, covers the first 9 chapters of Acts, except for a few verses which best fit into Amazing Acts, Act 2. How can you best use this book for your own and for others' blessing? The Correspondence Course book and Appendix 1 to this book explain how best to use that course. 1. Pray that God will help you understand and trust His Word and put it into practice in your life. 2. Play the relevant track and listen to the passage and explanation while you read it in the book. 3. Read 2 or 3 times through the verses of Acts printed in each chapter of Amazing Acts, Act 1. 4. Ask, what is the main point of the passage? How do the footnoted Bible references relate to that? 5. Answer the 3 questions in each chapter, using the Bible verses noted there to help you. 6. Pray over what you have learned. Ask God to help you to apply it faithfully to your own life. 7. Read and listen through the chapter again to see if you have missed anything important. You may adapt these points to use Amazing Act, Act 1, for Bible studies, study groups, or one-on-one teaching. Amazing Acts, Act 1 may be used with any Bible translation of the book of Acts, although the New King James Version, NKJV, is the one generally quoted. The Bible references function as follows. Acts 1, 1-14 means Acts chapter 1, verses 1-14. The 28 chapters of the Acts of the Apostles are covered in 3 books. Amazing Acts, Act 1, chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 9, verse 31. Amazing Acts, Act 2, chapter 9, verse 32 to chapter 18, verse 23. And Amazing Acts, Act 3, chapter 18, verse 23 to chapter 28, verse 31. Amazing Acts, Act 1 covers the birth, growth, witness, and cruel persecution of the church up to the conversion and early evangelistic ministry of Saul, later to be known as Paul. Jesus is commissioned to the church to witness to him in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. The birth, growth, witness, and persecution of the church in Jerusalem. The spread of the gospel into Judea and Samaria by Christians fleeing persecution. Concentration of gospel preaching in Samaria by Philip, Peter, and John. Concentration of gospel preaching in Judea by Philip. Moving on from Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, the conversion and nurturing of Saul, the arch-persecutor of the church near Damascus in Syria. Saul immediately preaches the gospel in Damascus with the believers there. After a Jewish death threat, Saul flees to Jerusalem via Caesarea, Judea, from where he escapes another death threat by going north to his hometown of Tarsus in Cilicia. A period of freedom from persecution and further growth for the church after Saul's departure.